KSRN News, I'm John Scott. A school shooting in the Nashville area. Two people are dead, another wounded by gunfire at Antioch High School, 10 miles southeast of Nashville. A 17-year-old shooter killed a female student, then turned the gun on himself. Another student grazed by a bullet and in stable condition. The investigation underway. The Senate scheduling a major procedural vote this afternoon on a bill adding new protections for unborn children who survive an abortion. Bob Agnew reports.
The Senate votes on cloture or to close debate on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. If it musters the 60 votes needed to advance, that sets the stage for a final vote and guaranteed passage with a simple majority vote in the GOP-controlled chamber. The bill adds new penalties for any health care provider who fails to provide life-saving care to babies who survive an abortion. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump demanding an apology from an Episcopal bishop after attending a prayer service at Washington National Cathedral. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
At the end of her sermon, the Right Reverend Marianne Budde directly appealed to the president, asking him to have mercy on the LGBTQ community and migrant workers who are in the U.S. illegally. After returning to the White House, Mr. Trump said he didn't think it was a good service. And later, in an overnight social media post, he sharply criticized the bishop, calling her a radical left, hardline Trump hater. He wrote that she and her church owe the public an apology. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Pentagon will begin deploying as many as 1,500 active duty troops to help secure the southern border in the coming days. It puts in motion plans President Trump had laid out in executive orders to crack down on immigration. The Dow up 144 points, the Nasdaq adding 253. This is SRN News. Young people want restrictions on abortion.
Democrats predict that America will become more liberal on the issue as millennials and Generation Z begin to take power, but a new poll suggests otherwise. The numbers come from a YouGov Survey USA study, and they reveal that nearly 70% of 20 and 30-somethings favor limitations on abortion. Only 9% say the procedure should be completely unfettered. Meanwhile, other polls indicate that people become gradually more pro-life as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several states that now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy are considering further restrictions. In Oklahoma, a GOP representative has introduced a bill that would allow women who obtain abortions to be charged with murder. A measure introduced in Mississippi, which echoes laws adopted in the past 2 years in Idaho and Tennessee, criminalizes helping a minor girl obtain an abortion without the consent of the child's parent or guardian. This is SRN News. New York State students might have to give up their cell phones during school hours.
That would start next fall under a proposal announced by Governor Kathy Hochul. The plan, which would require legislators' approval, would take effect next school year and force students to disconnect from their phones and other personal devices while at school, including in class, during lunch, and in hallway. Hochul announced the plan Tuesday as part of her budget proposal for the coming year and said the state would provide $13.5 million to help schools implement the cell phone ban. At least eight other states have enacted measures banning or restricting cell phones in school. Keith Peters reporting.
Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham tasking lawmakers to come up with public safety solutions amid persistently high crime rates. New Mexico's violent crime rate in 2023 was 20% higher than a decade earlier and twice the national average. More details at SRNNews.com.